Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Had Mr. Skin on earlier. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize the advertiser here on the radio stations, or the podcast stream. That's why the show exists. That's why it's free. It's not free to go see Nick. Some places free to see Nick. Where are you at this week, Nick?
Yeah, I will be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa, Friday night, and the Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska, Saturday night.
Comedian Jay Moore is due to phone the program shortly. He's got a new special out. He's all over the country, too. I'm checking out his dates right now.
Was on this date in 1993, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was observed by all 50 states for the very first time.
Who was a holdout? Arizona.
Right? Arizona just about lost the Super Bowl because of that.
Yep.
Because of their stupid Mormon governor.
Racist, too. He was racist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
he was racist.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. I don't think that passes now. I've seen people. I've seen people in charge. They're just saying it now. Mm-hmm. Nah, we're just racist. I don't think it passes now. I think there would be more governors against it, including where we're sitting.
Oh, I think so, too.
I don't think it passes now.
Yeah, we'd have a tougher time.
It's okay to be racist out there now.
Well, we'll see if more and more companies start to observe the Juneteenth. Because that started, like with us last year.
Yeah.
Our company observed it last year, but, they're based in the South.
Americans can start ordering free COVID home test kits Wednesday, tomorrow. There's going to be a limit of 4 test kits per household. Tests are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering.
Have you seen one of these? How do they work?
Anally, the one Push told me.
Okay. If you want to be sure.
Check out the new government website to do this, covidtests.gov.
You don't have to mail it in. To get a result?
No.
Gives you the result, like a pregnancy test.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody recently that their friend took one at home because she's really paranoid about COVID. I'm not going to pick on this woman. I don't know who she is. But she had a false positive for a couple of days, so kind of screwed her up. She freaked out. Nothing was happening. All right, this guy's got a new special out.
On demand. Everywhere. I'd list everywhere it's going to be, but we'd take up the entire allotment of our conversation. Yeah. So just suffice it to say, any place that has on demand, you can see Jay Moore, Altamont.
I love the name, Jay. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
This is Al Pacino. Am I talking to Todd or Tyler?
Both of us. Both of us.
Al, thank you.
So which one am I talking to right now? You have two voices.
What's up? Hey Jay, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
I'm the other one.
Why'd you call it Altamont?
Because it's like a big concert where anything can go wrong at any moment.
And somebody gets stabbed up front?
Hopefully. You gotta
hire some suspect security.
You gotta watch
in order
it.
To make that happen.
It Jay. It was the last special I filmed before I went to rehab.
I didn't know you went to rehab. So is everything good?
If you want to know what a guy
guy as a giraffe's ass looks like while being excellent at his job. That's what you want to watch. You can watch the rubble.
Oh, so you're wasted on stage at this concert.
Well, I was wasted on stage every single show for the last 23 years.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's kind of fascinating. The combination of Adderall and Viagra, I'm surprised I haven't died of a stroke.
just Adderall and Viagra. That's crazy.
As Buddy Hackett said to me once, I take Viagra so I don't pee on my shoes.
that's a good Buddy Hackett right there. I like that. It's a good Buddy Hackett. Well, congratulations.
The women chew the backy and the men say, woo, wacky woo.
Congratulations on getting sober, Jay. Was it tough, obviously?
Yeah, well, I was out of options. You know, there was an intervention for me, and I was shocked. You know, you think you're fooling everybody, and then everybody that you think you're fooling gets together in a room at the same time and says, no, you weren't fooling us, and we think you're going to die. And by the way, everyone in this room tried to do an intervention for the last 5 years on their own, and it didn't pan out. So I just decided to take the life raft and get living. You know, that was 10 months and 6 days ago. And now I'm back out on tour, straight out of rehab tour. And this special is kind of fascinating because it's great. I mean, it's great.
Now, what was it like?
It motivates me.
When you first went back on stage sober, was it tough?
Oh, I was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you okay?
I was awful because I hadn't done it in like 3 months. And I was so self-conscious. Like when you go to rehab, you feel like a baby. Like, you know, like when you see little kids flying by themselves in the airport, they wear like a big laminate around their neck.
Right.
The gate agent brings them to the seat. They bring out the pilot. He talks to them like they're an idiot. They give them little wings. Mm-hmm. That's rehab. Someone's like, okay, now it's time for group. Come right this way. And we're done with group. Now you have to go back to your room and lay down. You didn't make your bed, bad boy.
Well, and, I suppose familiar with that situation. That's what they got to do.
Now, was it tougher because were you the only one? I know you can't speak about certain situations like that, but you're a pretty recognizable guy, Jay Moore, with us. Did people recognize you in rehab and want to talk about other things?
Did you make friends in rehab?
Oh, I made friends. I was with the vatos. Ore! Ore, cabrón! ¿Qué pasó? All my roommates, my housemates were vatos, man. They were gangbangers, Mexican gangbangers. And thank God, because, like, they make their beds, they're creasing their pants, they keep a clean house.
Okay.
If I was in there with a bunch of grimy white guys, I'd probably be dead. My case managers recognized me, but I was in there with a lot of kids, like 20-year-old fentanyl guys, and they would be like, hey, I heard you're a comedian. Do you come out on the YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, the what? The YouTube? Funny. Then it's like, you got to decide if you want to, like, flex and rehab, like, don't you know who I am? Yeah, you're a drug addict. Sit down and be quiet. Here's your cup of water.
Yeah, because you've been in a lot of recognizable movies. Come on, Jeb. Jerry Maguire. You know, you did a ton of great stuff. So you're right. But they're thinking you're a YouTube guy. That's hilarious.
Well, he is on YouTube and
I
more.
Swear to God, hey, bro, you come out on the YouTube.
Jay, when you were
How many likes do you get, bro?
When you were doing sports radio, did you? Because you were good at it. I used to listen to you. And but did you just get bored with that after a while? Just 4 hours of sports every day like that.
I didn't get bored with it. I ran out of gas, to be honest with you. Yeah. Radio is for radio people with radio stamina. And after 3 years, I was like, when is the tape I get to run through at the end of the marathon? Holy moly.
It never ends. Yeah, that's exactly.
I learned the hard way. Yeah. It's a different skill set. But no, I never got bored with it. I loved it.
Yeah, but you ran out of gas. I get that.
As long as guys like Randy Gregory and the Cowboys get to DDT people when the game is on the line, then it's still fun.
Jay Moore, he's out on the road now. I'm looking ahead here. Looks like you're in Fort Wayne, Phoenix, Bakersfield, Spokane, Boston, back out on the road, and to see jaymoore.com.
Whoa, come on now.
Yep.
Straight out of rehab, baby. Come get yours.
Straight out of rehab. And the video, the one out now, Altamont, is – well, I don't know. I've seen your comedy. It's very funny, but you say you're drunk in this scene, in this, right?
No, not drunk. High.
Oh, okay. High. Okay.
The Adderall. You know, explain to me the.
No, I haven't drank since 1998. But I didn't get clean and sober until this year. So that's 23 years of doing it my way.
Oh, it was Adderall. And,
I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you my way is awful.
Explain to me the life coach link on your website. Looks like you got to sign up for something.
Oh, that's something. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't.
So you know, I got to focus on me. I got to just pay attention to what I'm doing. You know, I can't be in everybody else's business. But I was damn good at it. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
So you did dispense advice at one time, but now you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, you know, it says in the big book, if I don't know what's good for me, I used to think being an alcoholic was the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Yeah.
And it's proven to be the best thing that ever happened to me. So this proves I don't know what's good for me. And if I don't know what's good for me, then I definitely don't know what's good for you.
All right. There you go. That's legitimate. Jay Moore, check out the special.
Didn't mean to get preachy at the end there.
No, that's okay, man. It works, man. Altamont is out there. We ever get your streaming and on tour, jaymoore.com. Hope you come back through town, Jay. I'd like to see you.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys. Thanks for having me on. Right, you're going to love the special, man.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, bud.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Oh, so it was Adderall. We were talking about alcohol in the middle of that situation, but it wasn't. It was pills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happened to my dad.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Your dad
stopped drinking.
Your dad quit drinking,
and then,
right?
You know, just because you're not drinking doesn't mean you're sober.
No, you're right. Yeah.
What does it do for you?
That word... I think people still think the word sober means alcohol only, and it's always drove me crazy. If you say, I'm sober. Not, are you high right now? Yeah. Well, you're not sober.
Right, yeah.
I don't care.
Peel me off of the ceiling. I'm sober.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm high. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
And I'm buzzed.
Yeah.
But I'm sober.
I'm sober. No, you're not. You're
like
not.
The Adderall's like regulated speed.
Yeah. I bet it is. Yeah. How was it? I'll have to ask your dad.
Much easier to do jokes.
I shouldn't say it that way. How was that?
Yeah, but you're out of your upper phase now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what that appealed to people who like the uppers.
Yeah,
from what I could tell.
Yeah,
it's hard to like uppers and have a 9:30 bedtime every night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just don't mix.
They don't
start early.
Well, we tried it for about a decade.
And how many times did you make it to bed at 9:30?
Yeah. It might not have been that long, but 6-7 years. We tried it.
I love that he admitted that the radio is a different thing. We can't do stand-up. Never even tried it. Nick does both, but he understands that radio is every day. I think Nick realized after about a year, he went, well, this is every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Oh. This never ends.
It's a nonstop marathon that never stops.
It's early.
It never stops.
Well, he put it perfectly. There is no tape at the end of the race.
Nope.
It just keeps going. Keep running.
Yep. Jay Moore, also Mr. Skin. Check it out in case you missed it on the podcast. Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, too, at TNT Radio Empire. I want to thank Chris from Needles. Some gorgeous women today, as opposed to every other time
he has a great talent pool.
And there's even more
from which
now.
To draw.
I got them. I got them loaded and ready to go.
I learned this today.
What'd you learn?
Some of this stuff I knew.
I was just
some of it I didn't. France is known as one of the top wine-producing countries in the world.
You knew that.
In the 50s, though.
50s.
The 1950s, French health officials began to take action against overconsumption. They launched the Health Sobriety Campaign with the intent to limit daily alcohol consumption.
Good luck.
Yeah.
They wanted to limit alcohol consumption in France to only 1 liter of wine per day.
That didn't work for them.
1 liter.
One liter.
Per person.
Limit it.
Per day.
To 1 liter.
Limit it.
Liter's more than a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This seems reasonable.
You're pretty buzzed, man.
Yeah. Try to cut back to 1 liter of wine a day.
No.
How many bottles is that?
Sounds to me.
That's one and a half.
It's one and a half, isn't it?
No.
No, it's a little more than a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine is close to a liter.
Oh, it is close to?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Limited only to a liter.
Nick thinks it's restrictive.
Of wine per day. Now then.
Sounds good in theory.
Seven bottles a week. So if you don't drink one day, you got two for one day.
Yeah, a bottle of wine's 25 ounces. A liter is 33.
That's a whole other
so
glass.
So that's more than a bottle of wine every day.
Well, we talk about that. When you open a bottle of wine at the house and you finish it, you go, there's another one in there.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I'm up with Nick. It's kind of restrictive.
Posters, it's just posters one. Urge citizens to drink less than a liter of alcohol per meal. Even graphically illustrated the drawbacks of wine consumption, a dangerous descent, health, sobriety, youth, that sort of thing on their posters. In fact, during this time, the packed lunches of school children, frequently contained small bottles of wine.
And they get to see
or
Kelly
cider. And alcohol was allowed in high school canteens.
First of all, I love the kids right. That nap time was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. Get to sleep it off.
They get to drink at school, and they get to see Kelly Riley's boobs on Yellowstone.
They do.
Within 2 years of the launch of the health sobriety campaign. The consumption of alcohol had been outlawed in schools for children under the age of 14.
Bottle a day.
Wow.
Would have been a pretty good ration.
I could drink a bottle a day myself, but the thing is, a bottle a day ends up not being enough because you actually want more. Because
especially if you're drinking a bottle every day.
It is a little more, though. It's a bottle and a glass.
Yeah, you're getting an extra glass, so you could just stash that glass.
Let me finish this. In 1956, the consumption of alcohol had been outlawed in schools for children under the age of 14, although high school consumption would continue until 1981.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, cool.
Then they stopped it?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Everybody's walking through the hallways, just breathing booze on each other.
We were doing that.
Yeah, you did. Anyway.
Yeah, but it wasn't school sanctioned.
No, it was not sanctioned. Right.
Don and I would have been full of booze farm walking through the hallways.
I'm curious if there was a
Nick,
was.
Oh, Craig too.
There might have been an uproar at the time. Is there any mention of that?
What? I've given you everything.
Where they tried to actually say, don't drink
they
as
said,
much?
No more wine at high school.
Right.
Like, what?
Were they outraged? That's the way it's always been. You know, people hate change.
They do.
That's a lot of wine. And I think it's usually around like a bottle and a half. Or like wine's one of those things where...
Well, white wine, I could do a bottle easily a day. Red, put me down.
Yeah, but I don't feel it like creeping up. Like if I'm having vodka drinks, you can feel your buzz, you know, increase. Like with wine, it's like, oh, I'm drunk now.
I'm with you on that. I think you're right about that. I do feel it. With vodka, I can feel it creeping up.
Yeah, I shouldn't have another one. And then wine, I'll pour another glass. I'll be like, oh, God. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, see, I think where you at with the vodka? Where I just drink and then all of a sudden, bam. I'm down. Either I'm okay.
I'm down and...
I'm Todd.
There you go.
I'm down and I'm Todd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It is apparently a very big deal that Microsoft is buying Activision Blizzard for nearly $69 billion, an all-cash deal.
What is that?
Gaming.
Gaming.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Call of Duty.
You said Duty. Oh.
That's an insane amount of money.
Yep.
All cash.
Yep.
Hey, that's the part that grabbed me.
Speaking of money, I saw again this morning.
But they're
going
to make their money back.
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting, is that student loan going away?
I haven't heard anything yet.
It said, look it up. That is going to happen, they said. Said, look to see if you qualify.
See, but when I read further later after we talked about it last week, one of the provisions that I saw was that a lot of the ones that were being forgiven were people who went to less than reputable establishment.
Trump University?
Things like that. Mine was an actual state university.
Oh, so they're helping people out that got screwed over.
Kind of.
Yeah. Went and going to bed.
Yeah.
Colleges don't exist like Trump screwed people over, right?
Yeah. All those weird, kind of fringe, quote unquote, colleges.
Got it. So yours are legit.
Speaking of that, do you recall Greg Zuerlein kicking for the University of Nebraska at Omaha?
Yeah, I do now.
Oh,
I do now. Yeah.
Okay. I think we had stopped going at that point. Because I think his last year he was hurt. And then they killed the program. Trev Alberts came in to kill football and basketball.
Yeah, he did.
And then I think he finished up his last year.
No, they got basketball. They got basketball.
Oh, yeah. But wrestling.
He killed wrestling. Too,
wrestling.
Right?
Yeah.
That's.
And Zuerlein went to Missouri.
National champion.
Yeah. Missouri Western for his last year.
I do remember that story now. You're right. Okay.
But I'd forgotten he kicked for UNO for a couple years.
Then Trev Alberts screwed up.
Because he's a Lincoln guy.
Yeah. And he's with the Cowboys now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad that he's not playing this next weekend.
It is funny seeing their fans all sad in the stands.
And that was the best. I watched First Take yesterday, and they showed them all together, a montage, and the whole time Stephen A. Smith is just laughing.
I saw it too.
I love that he does that. He just laughed. I realize that Irvin is going to be a big Cowboy backer. These fans don't deserve that. No, they all
yes,
deserve
they do.
It.
Yeah.
Cowboys fans always
yes,
deserve
they do.
It. It's been 30-some years, and they've always deserved it.
Every summer, we have to listen to, this is our year, man. Yeah. No, it's not.
The variety and all the sadness, it almost seemed like crisis actors.
Well,
it was just, it looked staged.
The one I loved, and I caught this live, was the lady with her like mascara running.
Yeah.
Well, and
I
like just
that
crying.
Love
I was like,
it.
Oh, that's so good.
I like the tall douchebag with a chain, the shaved side of his head with the Kardashian-looking girl.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
See, all those people crying, that means they came in there with the assumption that the Cowboys were going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've given you no reason to assume they're going to win.
No.
They're okay, but they're not a great team.
And they just ran it up the middle at the end.
Did you see that meme Impractical Jokers say, take the ball, run up the middle?
And nice.
And they just got killed on all the sports shows yesterday.
I know.
Everybody.
Right.
Perfect.
Only thing better for me was the Patriots losing,
Yeah. Half the crowd became a meme at that Dallas game.
Jay Moore, Altamont, the special, out now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.